Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is, by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before Him another day, another night, even this sixth day, bringing to you nothing but the truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the house of Israel. located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for y'all ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king. Yah is our judge. Yah is our lawgiver. And Yah is our only savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the savior of the world. And I thank the mighty Yah for once again bringing us to another day that we might bring to you his great, holy, and exalted words. Tonight we will be discussing 2020 vision. And what is 2020 vision? Well, 2020 vision is many things. And we're going to point out to you the things that we see represents 2020 vision. Of course, when you even see 2020 vision, the first thing you begin to think about is your ability to see, your ability to have perfect vision, because 2020 represents vision, good vision. And who don't want to have good vision? Who don't want to have perfect vision? But why 2020? What's so important about 2020 that represents vision? And maybe they term 2020 vision because this is naturally built in in our internal minds. They could have said 10-10 vision. They could have said any type of vision. But for some strange reason, whoever it was that brought 2020 vision, I'm just curious, where did that term come from? Well, I'm really not curious because I know where it came from. It comes from the Most High. As we've been letting you know, let me just show you a few examples, because at the end of the day, this is what the Creator said. I want you to see this so you can see how important this is, because we're talking about 2020 vision. Watch what it says. In the book of Proverbs, the 29th chapter, Proverbs 29. And life itself is predicated on this. Watch what it says. In the book of Proverbs 29, and we're going to start reading the 18th verse. And this is what it says. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keeps the law, happy is he. In many of your books it says, but happy is he that keeps the law. In other words, it says it, but it says a little bit different in some of your other books. But where there is no vision, the people perish. And you must have vision in life. You must have vision to accomplish goals. And more important, purposes. You won't see the word goal all over the scriptures, but you will see the word purpose all over the scriptures. And where there's no vision, all you can expect, all your expectations leads to failure. So vision is essential to life itself. And we are in a time where vision, because our lives are really at stake, even though we don't know it, they are at stake. And truly, we are in a state of emergency, even though people are not acting like it, acting like we are, even though there's things that people don't see. But ask yourself, why? Why don't they see it? Why aren't they acting like we are in a state of emergency? Well, it's all because of 2020 vision. That's what it's all about. Vision in of itself represents your ability to see things. Not only see things today, but also to be able to see things tomorrow. And then also to see the past. That's why one old wise saying is that they that do not know history are destined to repeat it. And what that means is that if you don't know the various mistakes, problems, issues, and traps of life that we've all have been a party to, those same traps, those same snares, those same mistakes will plague you in the future. But if you know the past, if you know history, you have a greater chance, a better chance of doing better and overcoming and not going down the same rabbit hole. And as many of you all know, because our people was destroyed for lack of knowledge, we went down the same rabbit holes. But it's not over. Life is not over. And since it's not over, vision is still essential. It's still important. It's still the main thing, because where there is no vision, the people perish. And all vision, and I mean all vision, come from the Most High. Because the vision literally means your ability to see. And not just see things in front of you, but see things that are also invisible. And why 20? Let me just show you a couple things real quick. Now that you know how essential vision is, I let the people know this in the book of Numbers, the third chapter, or the first chapter, rather. Numbers, the first chapter. Who knew that one day we would get a vision that we can understand truly numbers. And one of the numbers that the Creator gave us, which I found to be the fourth most important number that I've seen in the scriptures. And why number four? Well, I'm about to read to you why number four. Watch what this says in the very first verse. Numbers, the first chapter. Here it is. Yahweh gave us a book dedicated to numbers. And our people don't understand numbers at all. Watch what it says. Numbers, the first chapter. And Yahweh spoke to Moshe in the wilderness of Sinai, in the tabernacle congregation, on the first day of the second month, in the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt, saying, so in other words, this is Yahweh oftentimes date his communications. He chronicles dreams and visions in conversation with his messengers. And here, this was on the first day of the second month in the second year after they came out of the land of Egypt. And it's not irony that we're reading about the second year because we are in the second year. And look further what it says. Take you the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel after their families by the house of their fathers with the number of their names, every male by their heads, from 20 years old and outward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel. You and Aaron shall number them by their armies. And with you, there shall be a man of every tribe, every one head of the house of his fathers. And these are the names of the men that shall stand with you. So the very first thing they began to number, the first thing Yahweh spoke to them about numbering, in the book of Numbers, is numbering his people, the men, the male, from 20 years old and outwards. And why 20? As I told you before, 20 is the fourth most important number in the scriptures. And why? Because that's when Yahweh deemed that a man can see. Now, he really can see. And what do Yahweh want this man to see that's going to war? Well, he wants him to see that he's responsible for his own sins. Now he has responsibility to self. Now, that don't mean a 19-year-old, 18-year-old, 17-year-old don't have responsibility. It don't mean that at all. But what it does mean is that now Yahweh is saying, look, now you don't have an excuse. You may have had an excuse and said, well, your father did this and your mother did that. And here it is, we got grown men, grown women, still blaming things on their childhood. I mean, at some point in time, you became responsible for yourself. You don't see that? Well, that's what vision is. Vision is your ability to see. And not just see out of your eyes, to really see your direction in the responsibilities that Yahweh would give you. And that age was 20. Now, do you understand why we talking about 20, 20, vision. But why 2020? We can understand 20 more, Ray, because it says it right there. 20, that's when we start numbering them from 20 years old and upwards. But why 2020? Well, the reason why 2020, watch what the Creator lets us know in the book of Deuteronomy. So you can see this. In the book of Deuteronomy, in the 19th chapter, Deuteronomy 19. Watch what this says. The 15th verse. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or any or for any sin, in any sin that he sins. In other words, when it say rise up against a man, it's talking about oftentimes our people want to rise up to make somebody guilty without being able to establish the thing. We want to rise up and hurt somebody and kill somebody and condemn somebody, and we can't establish nothing. But Yahweh say, no, 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 no. That's not how you deal in my government. Watch what the Creator says. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any iniquity or for any sin that he sins. At the mouth of two witnesses or at the mouth of three witnesses shall the matter be established. And that makes total sense to me. You got to have two witnesses. And so not only we see people being numbered at the age of 20, but then you will see 2020. And why 2020 vision? See, when a man get the age of 20, he just began to see. But then all of a sudden, that 20 doubles. And now it's 2020, now he's 40. And if you don't know the scriptures, things with you. You have scriptures that talk about four score, and what's that? 420s. You have scriptures that talk about three score, what's that? That's 320s. You have scriptures talking about six score. What's that? That's 620s. And here we're just talking about 220s. 2020. That's it. No wonder when it was time for Jacob to take on a wife, even though we get married real early, little do people know when Jacob took his first wife, he was 40 years old. Now, why is that? Why would he wait so long? Today, a man could never wait till he's 40 just to take on a wife. But your father did that. Isaac was 40 years old. Esau was 40 years old. And Moses was 40 years old. All when they took their wives. And what's 40? 2020. That's all 40 years. Where there is no vision, perish. And everything we do for life itself, vision is essential. It is the main thing or the number one thing that you must have. You have to be able to see. Because where there is no vision, the people perish. The very first thing Yahweh made, created, designed, and seen that it was good, called it good, is light. The Creator said, let there be light. And there was light. And Yah saw that the light was good and separated the light from the darkness. And Yahweh called the light day, and the darkness he called night. That's how important vision is. Because what did this light do? And what did it represent? Well, what it did, it allowed us to be able to see. And once you can see, then you have vision. And Yahweh wants us to have vision. And what's perfect vision if it's not 2020? You tell me what's perfect vision. And speaking of vision, what is the very first vision that our people was introduced to? What was the very first thing Yahweh wanted us to see? Well, let me show you. The very first vision that Yahweh even told us about. Because all vision come from Yahweh. And watch the very first vision. And you'll read this in the book of Genesis. Genesis 15. Again, what are we discussing? What are we talking about? 2020 vision. Do Yahweh want us to see in these last days? What is he opening up our eyes to? And I want you to see that. But I have to talk a little bit about vision. And let me show you the very first vision in the book of Genesis 15. And watch what it says. Twelve verse. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram. And behold, a horror of great darkness fell upon him. So you notice the sun going down. He fell asleep. And this horror of great darkness fell upon him. But hold that thought for a second. I just want you to keep that in your mind. Because I want you to see what was happening to him. What was going on? And what was this thing called? Well, if you want to know what it's called, all you have to do is read the very first verse of this same chapter, Genesis 15 and 1, and watch what it's called. Genesis 15 and 1. After these things, the word of Yahweh came to Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram. I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward. So here it is. Yahweh's word came to Abram in a vision. And we already let you know what a vision is. Vision is your ability to see. Yahweh will show you things in vision. He will open up another eye in you that you might see even things other people can't see or less Yahweh their eyes. But what was this thing that Abram was seen. Now watch it again in the 12th verse. Now you know this thing that he was showing him, it had nothing to do with the sun because it was going down. It had nothing to do with your natural eyes that you look at every day because a deep sleep was falling upon him. And you know it's something that was void of light because it was, and it's probably something you don't even want to see. Even he didn't want to see it because it was called a horror of great darkness. Again, the 12th verse, and when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and behold, a horror of great darkness fell upon him. And this is what this horror of great darkness was. And he said to Abram, know for a truth that your seed shall be in a stranger, shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them. Well, that ain't bad. We're going to be in a land that is not theirs, and we're going to serve them. And they shall afflict them. Oh, wait a minute. How that's going to happen? What you mean, afflict? What do that mean? And they shall afflict them 400 years. My goodness, Yahweh, that long? And afflicted? That's horrible. Didn't it say it was a horror of great darkness? Yes, this is horrible. But when we were in Babylon for 70 years, that's not horrible. Isn't that bad? When we were in Egypt 430 years, it wasn't that bad. We had the best land. Well, that's because I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a place that's a horror of great darkness. The place I'm talking about. A place where the scripture says they will not show you no favor. A place where the scripture says that in the evening you're going to wish it was morning. And in the morning you're going to wish it was evening. For the sorrow of mine of what you're going to see. And the unspeakable atrocities that you will see will be horrible. The vision, the very first vision, in the whole entire scriptures, a man was given. This man was Abram, our father, looking at us today. Vision. If that's not 2020 vision, I don't know what 2020 vision is. And we know he had to be above 20 because that's when you begin to start seeing. Unless Yahweh wants you to see, which is rare. But even before you get 20, Yahweh, because there's nothing too hard for Yahweh, he wouldn't even allow a baby to see. But for the most part, he wait till a man become a man. Now all of a sudden your eyes is open and you can see things. But then there's a time where Yahweh wants you to walk a certain way. And let me show you how he wants you to walk as a man. In Genesis 17, because you have vision. In the book of Genesis 17, verse 1, and when Abram was 90 years old and 9, Yahweh appeared to Abram and said to him, I am El Shaddai, the Almighty Elohim. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Why did he wait to 99 to tell him that? Well, Yahweh knew, look, I know you made mistakes, did some things, and I haven't showed you everything. That's what vision is all about. I ain't showed you everything because all vision comes from the Most High. But you're going to have a child. And this child that you're going to have, he's going to establish the covenant that I'm going to make with you. And so now you got to be perfect. And you got to walk before me perfect. And when did he have that child? Yeah, when he was 100. And when he was 100, what's 100? Well, 5 score, 5 20s. That's what 100 is. And this is what they began to do. Walk perfectly. And I may add, we were reading in Genesis, the 15th chapter, where we will be there for 400 years. Well, what's 400 years? Well, 400 years is 2020s. Ain't that irony? When we're talking about 2020 vision, and I may add, since Yahweh said, let every matter be established by two or more witnesses, even 220s and 40. And Yahweh said in Genesis 15 and 14, and also that nation whom they shall serve will I judge. And afterwards shall they come out with great substance. So Yahweh is even letting you know that in that time, they will be judged. And we talked about Yahweh's judgment of 40. Well, what do you think 2020 is? 220s. That's 40. But 220s also can be 400 if you got 20 of them. And we do. Because next year it will be 2020. But can we see it? Do we see it? And brothers and sisters, this is the bottom line. The bottom line, our people are in an emergency, state of emergency, because of the time we find ourselves in. And so now, the most important thing that we can have in a state of emergency, the most important thing is our ability to see. We have to be able to see things. But we can't see what we want to see. And that's what a lot of people do. It's about what they see, rather than what Yahweh sees. Why? Because all vision, come from the Most High. And we have to concern ourselves with what Yahweh sees. And what do Yahweh want us to see at this time? Well, let me tell you the first thing he wants us to see. And that's in the book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter. And watch what it says. See, what one see at another time can be very different than what Yahweh wants us to see in this time. And I'm talking about this time, these last days. In the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, that's why we're talking about 2020 vision, because we're talking about what Yahweh wants us to see. We have to be aligned with him. And watch this. In the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, the 29th verse. And this is what it says. Well, we're going to start at the 27th verse. And Yahweh shall scatter you among the nations. And we scattered. And you shall be left few in number among the heathen. And we are. Where Yahweh shall lead you. And there shall you serve gods, deities, idols, the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear, eat nor smell. But if from there shall you seek Yahweh your Elohim, you shall find him. If you seek him with all your heart, your soul. And the very first thing that we must be able to do at this time, collectively together, is seek Yahweh. And I'm going to show you what that means to seek Yahweh. How that look to seek Yahweh collectively. Collectively. Again, it says, but if from there you seek Yahweh, your Elohim, you shall find him. If you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. So in other words, the way you seek the Most High is not how you look for your keys when you lose them. It's not how you look for your wallet when you lose it. The way you seek Yahweh, you have to seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. In other words, you have to, your search must begin internally. And why? Because the word seek in the scriptures means to look for. It means to search out. And when you begin to look for Yahweh inside of yourself, and you begin to search for Yahweh inside of yourself, what Yahweh is emphatically saying, if you seek me with all your heart and all your soul, he's emphatically saying that you will find him. And this is the number one thing we must come together to do, is seek Yahweh together, internally, not individually, together. And many of us did this. But until Yahweh returned with his anger, until Yahweh show us something else, we got to seek him internally. That's number one. Furthermore, if you look at Deuteronomy 30, still speaking on number one, seeking Yahweh. This is in Deuteronomy 30 and 1. And it shall come to pass, when all these things have come upon you, the blessing and the curse, which I set before you, and you shall call them to mind among all the nations where Yahweh, your Elohim, has driven you, and shall return unto Yahweh Elohim, and shall obey his voice according to all that I command you this day, you and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul, because that's the way you seek Yahweh, with all your heart and with all your soul. And it must be an internal thing, something inside you that Yahweh, see, he's searching me. He's looking for me. And Yahweh can see that because there's nothing too hard for Yahweh. Watch what it says. Third verse. That then Yahweh, your Elohim, will turn your captivity and have compassion upon you and will return and gather you from all the nations where Yahweh, your Elohim, has scattered you. In other words, your vision, this vision of me, nothing if we was at home. Because if we were at home, we would be blessed. If we were at home, this wouldn't even come to mind. The only reason why this is very relevant to see, the only reason why this is essential to see is because this is the thing that we must see in order for us to turn back to Yahweh and for Yahweh to return our captivity and have compassion on us and gather us from the places we have been scattered. So number one, in having 2020 vision, we must be able to see that we must seek Yahweh. Because if we seek him, we shall find him. And all over the scriptures, that's what the scriptures tell us. If we seek him with all our heart, with all our soul, we will find him. And what do we find? What do we want to find concerning Yahweh? Because some people think they already found Yahweh. Well, how can you find Yahweh and you ain't even sought him? Even though Yahweh ain't nothing too hard for him. But let me show you this. I want you to see this in the book of Proverbs. I want you to see this. Why seeking Yahweh is so essential. It's number one. And watch what it says in the book of Proverbs 28. In the book of Proverbs 28, watch this. The fifth verse. Evil men understand not judgment. And we've been talking about judgment and how essential it is to understand it. But they that seek Yahweh understand all things. That's why this is essential. We want to understand things. We want to understand when is the end of these things, as Daniel asked an angel, when is the end of these things right here? We want to understand our culture and our way of life, our language. We want to understand the law. We want them to be made straight. And how can we want all these things? How can we desire all these things and not seek Yahweh? When seeking Yahweh, they that seek him will understand all things. That's why this first step is essential. We must seek Yahweh together. And let's go to the next step. You read this in a book of Zephaniah, the second chapter. In reading this, I can understand why this is recorded in the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter, because Yahweh is going to give you more than one thing that you got to do. The very first thing is we got to seek him. So this ain't just going to be the second. This is going to be the second and the third thing that we must do. And watch what it says in the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter. And you're going to understand why. Zephaniah 2 and 1. Gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation not desire. Before the decree bring forth. Before the day passes as the chaff. Before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you. Before the day of Yahweh's anger come upon you. And then Yahweh start giving you instructions. We already know the very first thing we must do, and that's seek Yahweh. And it repeats it in the third verse. Seek you Yahweh, all you meek of the earth, which have worked his judgment. Because there's some people that they get it. They seek Yahweh and they're going to start working his judgment. And why would they do that? Because they meek. But watch the two things Yahweh tells you to do. Seek you Yahweh, all you meek of the earth, which have worked his judgment. Seek righteousness, number two. Seek meekness, number three. It may be you shall be hidden in the day of Yahweh's anger. That's vision. That's 2020 vision. Because this vision is perfect for exactly what Yahweh want us to see. This is what he want us to see. Not what we want to see. Not what we trying to see. Not what... This is all about what Yahweh see. And what Yahweh see is what we want to see. And what we want to know. We want to see Yahweh. We want to see righteousness. And we want to see meekness. 1, 2, and 3. And why righteousness? Let me show you what righteousness is. A lot of people don't know what righteousness is. And watch what Yahweh say righteousness is. In the book of Deuteronomy 29. In the book of Deuteronomy 29, and what are we discussing? 2020 vision. And we showed you the very first vision in the scriptures. And why was it the first vision? Because that's the first thing Yahweh wanted us to see. Because he knew one day we will have to see it. Did not Yahweh say, look to the rock from whence you were hewn, and the hole of the pit from whence you were dug? Look unto Abraham thy father, and Sarah thy mother that bare you, for I called him alone, and blessed him and increased him. And we looked under that rock and said, behold, the word of Yah came unto him in a vision. My goodness, that's what we're talking about. 2020 vision. Watch what it says in Deuteronomy 29. So you can see what righteousness is. And I said, Deuteronomy 29, and we can read that, but I want to get right to the point. We'll go right back there to establish what we're showing here. This is in Deuteronomy, the sixth chapter. You don't have to race Deuteronomy 29 and 29 because we'll go right back there. But Deuteronomy, the sixth chapter, the 24th and the 25th verse. And watch what it says. And Yahweh commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Yahweh our Elohim for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is this day. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before Yahweh our Elohim as he has commanded us. So our righteousness are the various commandments and the statutes, the laws, and the judgments of Yahweh. That's what our righteousness is. No wonder the scriptures say, if people see these things, they're going to say, my goodness, this is a wise and understanding people that have laws, statutes, and judgments as righteous as all this law. Because that's what makes us wise. That's what makes us righteous. So Yahweh says, seek righteousness. And why? Because Yahweh said he is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. So he will magnify the law and make it honorable because he's well pleased for his righteousness. And if you want to be a part of Yahweh's righteousness, if you want to execute Yahweh's righteousness, if you want to seek Yahweh's righteousness, you must do it. You must see the law. And we're talking about vision. Because Yahweh's righteousness is through his word. This is why you must see it. Or in the scriptures, seek it. It is essential. And that's why it's number two. Now going back to Deuteronomy 29 and 29. Because what are we discussing? 2020 vision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. A lot of times we have problems because you never sought Yahweh. You just thought you had the answers. You just assumed you knew the way. But you never sought the Most High. Why do you think the scripture said, seek ye out of the book of Yahweh and read? None shall fail. None shall want her mate. For his mouth hath commanded, and his spirit has gathered. Because that's the only way you're going to be able to see the direction and the things that Yahweh wants you to understand. So number one, seek Yahweh. But we have to do it together. Number two, seek righteousness. Because Yahweh is well pleased for it. And if you seek it, he's going to magnify the law and make it honorable. In other words, now things are going to be clear to you because you're able to see it. He's going to illuminate it. He's going to enlarge it so you can see it. In the book of Deuteronomy 29 and 29, watch what it says. The secret things belong unto Yahweh, our Elohim. And it does. Because I told you, all vision comes from the Most High. But those things which are revealed. And what are things that are revealed? Revelations. And what are revelations? Visions. And what is visions? Things that Yahweh bring to light. But those things that which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. Why? Because Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. But the third thing that Yahweh wanted us to concern ourselves with and seek is meekness. And I can understand that. And why? Because the one thing that Yahweh won't despise is humility, a humble heart. For some reason, and maybe Yahweh is the only one that knows this, that meekness is something that Yahweh has a great love for, to the extent that you can take the most wicked person that exists, like Ahaz, King Ahaz, and he will humble himself. And Yahweh said to King Ahaz, he said, look, you see how Ahaz has humbled himself? Yahweh, even Yahweh was marveled by the fact Ahaz humbled himself. And Yahweh didn't bring the evil that he had declared in Ahaz's days, because this meekness we must seek. Watch what the Creator said about meekness in the book of Psalm 37. I want you to see this. Psalm 37. And watch what it says. And I love Psalm 37. It's two things I want you to see. Because we're talking about 2020 vision. And watch what it says concerning the very thing that we're discussing. Well, the first thing in Psalm 37, 11 verse, this is the first thing. It says, but the meek shall inherit the earth. That's how much Yahweh loved the meek. He said they will inherit the earth. And shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. In other words, all we know is the abundance of trouble, the abundance of adversity, the abundance of division, the abundance of sorrow. And we have not began to understand the abundance of peace. But we can realize it. The scriptures, old wise man said, if you can conceive it, you can achieve it. And you want to conceive. In other words, you want to seek meekness. The meek shall inherit the earth. But while we in Psalm 37, this is what this says in the 37th verse. Now watch this. Psalm 37, 37. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright. Now, the mass majority of the people, and for the most part, these people cannot see. How do I know they can't see? How do I know they don't have 20/20 vision? Because they will tell you, ain't nobody perfect. Here it is, the scripture tell you, mark the perfect man and behold the upright. When you mark something, that means you seeing it. That means you acknowledging it. And we don't know what perfection is. And the scripture is telling us to mark that so we can see it. Now, why would you want to see a perfect man? Why would you want to behold the upright? Well, first of all, what do you think 20/20 vision is? That's your ability to see perfectly. And if you see perfectly, you will understand and know that there are perfect men, upright men that you can see. And why do you want to see it? Watch what it says. For the end of that man is peace. See, these type of men are not going to bring you to danger. They're not going to bring you to the point of destruction. They're not going to bring you to the point of vanity. These men will bring you to the point of peace. And you have to know who these men is. Or better yet, you have to be able to see them to mark them. And that's what we're talking about. 20/20 vision. And what is the fourth and the fifth thing that Yahweh wants you to see? Well, right before I go there, I want to show you something else about this third thing. See, there is no path to Yahweh except through seeking Him, seeking righteousness, and I mean seeking meekness. Well, how do I know that? Because watch what it says in the book of Hosea, the 10th chapter. All Yah's messengers had to know this. They had to know that they had to be humble. Because they knew, and what they was able to see, that there is no relationship with the Most High unless you are humble. That's what they told the people. They would tell the people, humble yourself, because they knew you can't get to Yahweh. You can't even get His attention for good unless you are humble. Watch what it says in the book of Hosea, the 10th chapter, the 12th verse. Sow to yourselves in righteousness. Reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. And what is this fallow ground? That's your heart. Why is it so essential you break that up? Because Yahweh already told you, in order for to seek Him, you must seek Him with all your heart and with all your soul. Therefore, that ground got to be broken up. And once that ground is broken up, then you can sow to yourselves in righteousness. Then you can reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek Yahweh. Time, brothers and sisters. We must seek Yahweh. We still don't see that we are in a state of emergency. we still don't see that we're in the last days. We still don't see that we're coming to an end. We still don't see that Yahweh wants us to consider our latter end. Well, if you don't see it, you will never, ever do anything about it. And our people are showing by actions that they don't see it. It is time. Time to seek Yahweh till he comes and rain righteousness upon you. Because once you seek him, when he returns, who do you think will be on Yahweh's mind? Those who sought him. And if you sought him, yes, he will rain righteousness upon you. And who don't want that? That's why the scripture said, mark the perfect man. Because the rain is coming down. Behold the upright. For the end of that man is peace. But you got to break up that fallow ground to be able to see. 2020 vision. This is what we're speaking about. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But happy is he that keep the law. Why? Because what you think our righteousness is? The law. That's what our righteousness is. And Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. And furthermore, let me show you the fourth and the fifth thing that I see that we must see. The vision of what Yahweh wants us to see. He already told us to seek him because you can't do nothing without seeking Yahweh. He told us to seek righteousness and to seek meekness, that we might be hid in the day of his anger. But there's two other things we got to be able to see also. And you'll read it in the book of Isaiah 49. And watch what it says. Number 4 and number 5. And watch what it says. These are things we got to see, brothers and sisters. And watch what it says, the very first verse. Isaiah 49 and 1. Listen, O Isles, unto me, and listen, you people from afar. Yahweh has called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother has he made mention of my name. And he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand has he hidden me and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver has he hidden me and said unto me, you are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. And what do this mean? We are his servant in whom he will be glorified. In other words, the people will see Yahweh through us. Why do you think his glory will come upon us? But still, what are they going to see in Yahweh? And let me show you. Then I said, I've labored in vain. I spend my strength for nothing and in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with Yahweh, and my work with my Elohim. And now says Yahweh that formed me from the womb to be a servant, to bring Jacob again to him, though Israel is not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of Yahweh. My Elohim shall be my strength. And he said, it is a light thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob. That's a light thing, brothers and sisters. And to restore the preserve of Israel. I will also give you for a light to the Gentiles, that you may be my salvation of the earth. Now do you see what we must see? In other words, number one, or number four, this is essential. And I said the next two things, but really this is four, five, and six. Watch what it says. And he said, it is a light thing that you, talking about his servant, should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob. We think this is a mystery. But no, Yahweh said his servant is going to do this. We don't see that. We don't see our own obligation. We don't see our own responsibility. We don't see our own work and labor in which we're supposed to labor in, and that is to raise up the tribes of Jacob. We don't see that. He said this is a servant. He didn't say, I'm going to do it. He said, my servant will do it. And not only his servant will do that, but his servant. And in addition to raising up the tribes of Jacob, to restore the preserved of Israel. In other words, the ones that are preserved. Because unfortunately, a lot of people have to die. Unfortunately, a lot of people ain't going to see it. Unfortunately, everybody is not going to break up their fallow ground. When it's time to see Yahweh, they're not going to do it. So Yahweh said, it is his servant that have to raise up the tribes of Jacob. It is his servant to restore the preserve of Israel. And what's number four? Raising up the tribes of Jacob. And what's number five? To restore Israel. And I want you to see something about this restore. But what is the sixth thing that Yahweh wanted you to see? As great as you think those things are, they like things. The very blessed thing he wants you to see is that I will also give you for a light to the Gentiles, that you may be my salvation unto the end of the earth. In other words, everybody going to be looking at you, not just Jacob, not just Israel, but the world, the nations, the Gentiles, whatever you want to call them, the light will be shining on you. The spotlight will be on you. And Yahweh is not going to shine no light on someone that is not working for him. For what? They don't even see it. But those who see it, Yahweh's spotlight will be on them, because he want the world to see. He want Israel to see. He want Jacob to see. Jacob being raised up, Israel being restored, and the nations seeing his salvation. That's the vision of Yahweh. 2020 vision. That's what we're speaking about. Let me show you about restore. That Yahweh said something about. And watch this before we get to the seventh thing that Yahweh wants you to see. Since we're talking about vision. And what's perfect vision if it's not 2020? Watch this in the book of Isaiah 42. The sixth verse. I, Yahweh, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand and will keep you and give you for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. You will be the light of the world. You will be the salvation unto the end. You don't see that? What do that mean? That means you got to do some work to open the blind eyes. That means you got to do some work to bring out the prisoners from the prison. That means you got to do some work. And them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. In other words, even though they sit in darkness, you must be able to see. And who is this? His servant. That's who he's speaking about. And let me tell you the sign of one that is not his servant. And you're going to read it in the book of 21. Let's start at the 18th verse. Watch what this says so you can understand this thing. Hear, you deaf, and look, you blind, that you may see. Because we're talking about vision. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect? Because we're talking about 2020 vision. What do you think perfection is? And blind as Yahweh's servant. This is how blind he is. He's seen many things, but thou observest not. Opening the ears, but he hears not. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. Now you're going to see the sign of one who is blind and deaf, one that Yahweh would not shine the spotlight on because he can't see and he refused to hear. Watch what it says. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. Now think about these people robbed and spoiled. Think about these people that are snared in holes and they are hidden in prison houses. They are for a prey and none deliver. For a spoil and none says restore. Where are the people that see this thing and they really see this thing? And they talking about restore. This is essential to know. That's why years ago, almost 26 years ago, and it will be 26 years in March, where we formed an organization called the Restoration of the Sacred Laws of the Most High Conference to restore the law. And today, many of our people said, hey, we can't restore. We seen that a long time ago. Not only the law can be restored, we ourselves must be restored. And if you can't see that, and if you don't see that, it is only because Yahweh has not gave you the vision. And you need this vision. Because everything good must be restored. That's Yahweh's vision. And let me show you the seventh thing before we finish that you must see, that you will see. Watch what it says. And I can show you many scriptures, but I just will show you this. Because we're talking about Yahweh's servant and what he will do. All the things he will do. Seek Yahweh. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. Raise the tribes of Jacob. Restore the preserves of Israel. Be a light to the Gentiles. And watch what the ultimate thing, the complete thing, the final thing that will take place. And you'll read it in the book of Genesis because it was prophesied a long time ago. And watch what it says. Genesis 49. Vision. In the book of Genesis 49, so you can understand what this thing is. Watch the very first verse, because this is what Yahweh wants you to see. And Jacob called to his sons and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. And why are we considering the last days? Gather yourselves together in here, you sons of Jacob, and listen to Israel, your father. And we're going to jump right down to the 8th verse. And watch what it says. Yehuda, you are he whom your brothers shall praise. Your hand shall be in the neck of your enemies. Your father's children shall bow down before you. Yehuda is a lion's cub. From the prey, my son, you are going up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion and as an old lion, who shall rouse him up. And watch this. The scepter shall not depart from Yehuda, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh comes, and to him shall the gathering of the people be. And our final end is that our people will gather. And who are they going to gather to? What are they gathering for? And what shall our final end be? Well, to him is the one that Yahweh said, there shall be one king, one head, one prince, one shepherd, one leader, one commander. And if you don't know who that is by now, that's okay. We're going to show you so you can see it. And that is King David himself. Our people will gather, but they will gather to something. And what is that something? That one king whom Yahweh will set up. Where there is no vision, the people perish. but happy is he that keep the law. Until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trusting you, he always kept me whole.
Uh-huh.
And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, who believes everything and to every word spoken. You can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy and his love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.